gave birth this thing, says the Spirit of grace. For the vision I've placed in this house has come through much intercession. It does not matter the amount of the intercessors. What I've taken is I've stirred inside a cauldron of my presence, and those who have poured into this cauldron, into this place, this pot of intercession, those that have placed their lives to a place on temporary hold in many different areas, giving themselves over to the purging process. And yet I'm requesting of those who have ears to hear and those who have fallen in love with me, not of works. They've not fallen in love with works or the applause of man, but they desire something genuine, something real. I'm asking them to go to another place, continue on this journey. For I have many more in this house, and those that have associated themselves with this house and this ministry, that are on the fringes, but they're back and forth. They love me. They're not back and forth in sin, but they're back and forth in their focus, in their place of giving themselves over to what I've called them to do, in sacrifice, in yielding their bodies a living sacrifice. Pray for these. Do not condemn them, but pray. Pray that the eyes of their understanding, for there is a warfare. There is a warfare. Pray for your brothers and sisters that'll join in to pouring in this oil into this cauldron of my glory, this golden pot of my glory that'll be lifted up as incense before me. But I've sent more angels even recently, says the Spirit of grace. And people will come. Those that you did not even invite will come. They'll hear about it. I prophesied to you 25 plus years ago that highways would come in here. And I spoke through the man that you call your pastor. Not the pastor now, and I'm clarifying, but not me. Now I've got to say this, not me. I'm still in the Spirit, but Pastor Dave, when he prophesied that men would come from all places, there would be a gathering from all parts of the earth to this place because of the hub of revival. I said these things to you. I've created cities that are coming your way. I've created universities for the purpose of gleaning university students that will see the power. They'll witness with their own eyes the blind seeing. They'll know firsthand that it was no gimmick. And when you see these things, saith the Spirit of grace, when Jesus meetings start, the harvest that is ripe, be ready, be diligent. For much coming and much going and expansion will take place, says the Spirit of the Lord. I have property already set aside. It's already set aside that you don't even know of, that you'll move into, and I'm preparing it now, says the Spirit of the Lord. There's a great harvest. You'll not build a church. You'll build a hub for revival, says the Spirit of the Lord. But I've called you. I've called you to come in. Generals. Generals will be promoted because they can be trusted, says the Spirit of grace. Men and women alike will be promoted to lead and to guide, says the Spirit of the Lord. The book of Acts, the replica of the book of Acts will be duplicated in this time, in this season. It is closer than what you think, says the Spirit of the Lord. Maholeir, again, pray that those that are distracted, that could bring forth an added addition to this glory, pray that their distractions come off and they sell themselves a ransom unto me. They give their bodies a ransom. They unshackle things. Yes, sir. The enemy has blinded their eyes to believe that they cannot do this, and that selling out means more than what it means. You can work, have family, do much business, but the selling out that I'm asking you to do, and them to do, is to be obedient. To be obedient to this call. Come into this place of giving your body a living sacrifice and loving me more than the world, says the Spirit of grace.